Welcome back to Get Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Armand. Hey, Armand, he sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com and send us your idea. Maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hi to Calvin and Eleanor from Seattle, James from Australia, Flynn from China, Akash from Chicago, Lexan from Iowa, Adora from Florida, Brandon and Nathan from California, Bella from Kansas City, Luna Jensen from Virginia, Quinn and Luna from Vancouver Island, and Caroline from Costa Rica. Oh, and her brother Benjamin. Hey guys, I'm so glad that you are all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Tag, you're it! Armand shouted as he tagged his dog Lucas and was running away through the snow. They loved to play in the snow and were having a ton of fun. You see, Armand and Lucas were best buds and they always rolled around together, and Armand liked to tag Lucas. Lucas was a very big puppy with big fluffy fur, and Lucas would jump all over Armand and they would roll around in the snow for hours having so much fun. Well, today was a very long day. It was getting time for them to come inside, take a little rest, because they had been working hard, really, really hard all day. Armand had built an amazing, like, ice castle that had a locked door. And it was to keep things very safe inside, so no one could break in and no one could get out. And so he put all of his really important things in this ice. It's kind of like a safe or like a cave with a locked door. And so as Armand and Lucas walked inside, Armand said, "Oh, wait, Lucas, I forgot. I forgot some of my things out in the safe. I'm going to go get them and I'll be right back." And Lucas said, "Oh." I think Lucas was trying to bark, but then it turned into a yawn because Lucas was very sleepy. Lucas curled up on the couch and fell fast asleep. Have you ever heard a dog snore? It's pretty funny. Well, as Lucas stretched his arms and his paws after a nice long nap, he got up and looked around and realized that Armand was not there. Armand was not around. Oh, oh! Lucas let out a big howl, but no response. Armand was not there. Oh, oh! Still nothing. Lucas was starting to get a little worried. Where was Armand? What happened to him? Where'd he go? Lucas started running all around the house, and Armand was nowhere to be found. Armand was missing! Dun, dun, dun! Oh no! What is Lucas gonna do? Lucas is not a kid, and he's not even on the Spy Kid team. Well, not yet, but this is a serious mystery that he needs to solve. Where on earth is Armand? All right, we gotta think. Where was Armand when Lucas last saw him? Think. Oh yeah! Armand went back out to the ice safe to grab some things. Lucas was still yawning from his nap. He needed to wake up. Okay, all right, Lucas, this is game time. This is serious. We gotta find Armand. Where did he go? Armand was definitely missing, and Lucas started looking out the windows everywhere. Oh no, I wonder if he's stuck in that ice safe out there. Oh dear, We've got to get him out of there. He's probably freezing cold out there. Lucas ran over to the door, but it was closed. And Lucas did not have fingers and thumbs like us people. And so opening doors are almost impossible for a dog like Lucas. What am I gonna do? Oh! Lucas started to get worried. Oh no, what do I do? Think. And then, oh, there's that one window that sometimes is left open. Maybe I can push it open with my paws and jump. And, oh, that'll be really hard. Lucas ran over to that window, and thankfully it was on the first floor, so it was a very short hop down. And Lucas got under the window and pushed up with his paws, and it started to creak its way open. This window often got very stuck, and so you had to push really hard on it. So Lucas used all of his muscles and all of his strength, and finally it popped open. He jumped out the window into the snow and ran right to the ice safe. Ho, ho! Lucas! Armand was shouting from the ice safe. Lucas, you found me! I'm so cold, but I somehow got locked in the ice safe. When I went out here to get the stuff, I accidentally let the door close behind me, and now I can't get out. What are we gonna do? Ho, ho! Lucas was very worried, a very worried puppy indeed. But Armand had actually been planning something. All right, since I never made a key for this safe yet, we're gonna have to find a way to melt the door. And do you know what can melt the door, Lucas? Salt! I need you to go inside to the kitchen and find the salt shaker and bring it over and then put the salt on the door. Hurry, go! Lucas took off running through the snow, jumping over the big piles along the way. Doing, doing, doing. As he bounced his way through the snow and jumped in the window, he slid across the floor with his very slippery, wet paws. Finally, after all the spinning stopped, he was a little dizzy, but ran over to the kitchen to find the salt shaker. It was up on the table. He grabbed the salt shaker in his mouth and ran back to the window and slid across the floor. He jumped out the window and ran back to the ice safe where Armand was patiently waiting. Lucas, we gotta hurry. I'm getting very cold. Armand had been out there for a long time. And so as Lucas passes the salt shaker over to Armand, Armand started to empty all the salt on the different parts of the door that would help it open. And very quickly, the salt began to melt the ice. And then Armand was able to push the door open. Oh, Lucas, come here. Lucas jumped into Armand's arms, and that helped Armand feel a little warmer, but it was definitely time for them to go inside. As they walked back inside and Armand closed the window that Lucas had jumped out of, they both dried off and curled up on the couch. What a crazy day. I'm glad that Armand built such a cool ice fort, castle, safe thing, but he's got to be more careful next time so he doesn't get locked in there. But I'm glad Lucas saved the day, because without that salt, I don't know if Armand would have ever gotten out of that ice safe. Well, you guys have a super duper day, and we'll see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye! Wow, wasn't that a fun adventure? Well, if you want your own adventure, I want to hear about your ideas. So you can go to kidsshortstories.com to send me your idea, and maybe I'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to sign up for our kids shout out. So you put in your name and where you're from, and I would love in an upcoming story to say hi to you and welcome you into the family. Well, you have a super duper day. I will see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye.